Articles of impeachment have been filed against Biden. What do you think, man? You think
I think that's going to go far, man. I think that's going to go just as far as leaving one person's mouth and ending up on the floor. Yeah. I think that's why they call that speaking on the floor, because nobody's going
to
hear it.
I don't think that's going to go anywhere. Deep state Biden's here to stay. And I got to say that for being 8 months in, I think he's done a bang up job.
Listen, things couldn't get any better, bud. We're building back better at Operation Warp Speed pace. You understand what I'm saying? We're on track for 2 million this year, foreigners. Yeah. Where you from? Don't know. Where you going? USA, baby. Yeah. USA.
And like we said on one of the previous things, that's not going to stop. Dude, have you seen the latest photos of the southern border down there in Texas? How many people are under that bridge?
I have.
Scary looking, right? Like, dude, they could just bust over that. There's only like a handful of people.
They want to take their horses, bro. These guys are going to be on foot. This thing's going to collapse, dude. This is going to look like Hunter Biden's crack.
Since people can't differentiate what reins are on a horse and what whips are, I was like, wait a minute. When you told me that, I was like, wait. So they're going to take away the horses from the borders agents. What are they going to have? Four-wheelers? Or are they going to be on foot?
Yep.
Yep. What's really important is the optics. You know, the optics, it looks bad. It takes us back to like some,
It almost looks like the Democrats in the 1900s.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say it. But it gave me all I was seeing was Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's what hit my mind when I seen that. I was like, "Well, I seen that place in the '90s."
Yeah, even what's James Brown? What's her name? She looked just like James Brown.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't.
Impeach 45.
Big ass without a hook in her lip.
Yeah, that's hate speech.
Maxine Waters.
Thank you. There you are. So I'm sure somebody probably threw it out in the thing. Maxine Waters said this is going back to slavery. I'm like, wait a minute. How is people coming across, Mexico with IDs that come from Chile, right? So Chile, these people are literally coming. You stayed in Chile long enough to collect IDs. Like they're finding them all over. Their documents and everything's been ripped up. So they come here with no identity whatsoever, dude. So now,
are these Haitians or these Chileans that just don't want to be in Chile anymore? Because at this point, man, all you got to do is say you're from Haiti, brother, and you're getting in. Because there's a non-discrimination policy in this administration, and it doesn't discriminate as far as even to your country of origin.
I think
all you got to say is I'm Haitian.
Well, I mean, think about like that being your backyard, and the federal government's doing nothing. You know, like here's the thing. This is the test right here. The federal government will literally come out and say, we're deporting these people. And everybody's like, because, bro, Biden's getting hit from all sides. People on the left ain't cool with this either. You know what I mean? Like the only people cool with this are the like over the top, like open borders, you know, like bring your diseases. You don't have to get no shot when you come. It's cool. We're going to give you, we're going to hook you. Like, what was it you said earlier? You said we're projected for over 3 million new welfare cases.
Over 3 million new welfare cases by the end of the year is where we're at right now. That's what we're looking at.
Now, it's important to say that that's additional to what we already have.
Yeah.
So that's new welfare recipients.
Yeah. As well as an influx of Democrat voter rolls to the tune of 15 million for those 3 million that just got on welfare, because each one of those will be times 5 when we mail in their ballots.
Somebody in the chat here, Philly says they're sending all the Haitians to Florida.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That makes sense, man. I mean, look, we got little Haiti down here already, so that I'd imagine that's the case. You know, like who's paying for that shit? Exactly. I mean, how many times have I asked that question live? Like, I mean, I even broke out the map and showed the distance to go from Haiti across to Guatemala if they're taking boat or plane. They got to be. Nobody's walking. Obviously, in the ocean. They're not rafting it, bro. Like, so they're taking flights. They're taking boats at least. And somebody's coming out of pocket heavy. And then I brought up the fact that, like, back when all that shit got exposed with churches.
Yep.
And these churches were literally sending these people into the United States, and they were making buku amounts of money. Like, human trafficking is happening, dude, right before our eyes. You know what I mean? Like, like I was telling you before, the thing, like, if the COVID 119 hasn't taught us anything, is that we have a whole, there's a huge portion of this country that doesn't question anything.
Nope.
Don't even care. You know what I mean? Like just, dude, they're just, on a scale of 1 to 1984, where would you say we are?
But I would love to put a date on it, but this is just not even.
It's not
real.
A date. I said a scale on a scale between 1 and 1984. Where do you think we are? Oof. We're
1984. 2021.
Oh man, welcome to the crew, Larry Crooks Jr. Glad to have you aboard, man. Glad to have you aboard. Yeah. So Tasman says we are effed. 1984, pretty much. I mean, but this is the thing, right? Like. You got people out in this country that are more upset at the visual of Border Patrol doing their job than they are about the fact that there's roughly going to end up being about 50,000 of these people under this bridge.
At once.
And dude, I'm shocked they haven't just knocked the fence down and took off. Like just bum rushed it. I'm actually surprised I haven't seen that.
Well, that's one of the things that was also getting talked about when they talked about safety of immigrant safety today, which is, this is a whole new term to me, immigrant safety. I've never heard such a thing. But so an immigrant safety is one of the things that they were concerned with and the reason that they're talking about dismantling the mounted patrols. And one of the other things that followed was they want to implement rules about stampedes and loss of human life due to the large movement and mass movement of people and the possibility of facilitating that movement so they don't have injuries due to stampeding humanity.
Right. And what about the rapings that are taking place? No, like what about all there's a very real side that comes with this that people don't take in the equation, you know, like I don't, you know, and that's the thing. You've got to, but like I said, Biden's actually getting it from all sides. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm happy. Where's Kamala? Anybody heard from her? Silent as a mouse. Tracy Love Roberts, thank you so much. Welcome back to the Heathen Squad. And for the record, that girl I banned last night, I unbanned her. I felt bad. You know what I mean? Like I just felt like she was attacking me, targeting me, or whatever. You know, and I was just like, you know, you get to a point. It's like, we were talking about today. Me and Beers were talking about this. I was like, I don't mind assholes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind people that make like asshole comments. Like last night, a couple of people made some comments, and I was like, that's rough. I like it. You know. And then there's people that just like they get under your skin. You know, and they try to just press the button. You know. So anyway.
I know.
So, you know, I don't know if I'm sure she's big mad. I told her, I said, look, you can stay, you can go, you're free to do whatever you want. I just didn't understand why you kept riding me. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just thought I'd mention that and get that off the clipboard there and move along. You know what I mean?
On a lighter note, Don't Tread on Me asked a question earlier that I did catch when you asked me the 1984 question, Don't Tread on Me asked a question that kind of caught my eye in the chat.
Yeah.
So this one's for Don't Tread on Me. The chair is against the wall, brother. I say again, the chair is against the wall. He knows what that means.
What is that, like some foxtrot, like the eagle is nested? Like, is that one of those codes?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's the thing. I think I do think that we are approaching a period. Like, you look at Australia, right? Like, America's capable of this. You know what I mean? Like, you look at like Paris and all these other things. Like, dude, they're wiling in the UK on every weekend. You know what I mean? Like, David Icke's out there and like leading the fight or whatever. I don't know what's going on, but eventually, this is look. They're already doing soft kills in the United States, right? Like, Philly. Called me the other night, or I called him after we did the live, and I was like, I didn't get to get him on the live phone call, so I called him. I was like, what's up? And he's like, man, I tested positive. And then he goes to tell me about the story, and I told you about that before, where like he can't find the IVER10. the horse paste. Yeah, he can't find it, so it's like you know, and then dude, I've had people inboxing me on Instagram that are telling me the same thing, and I'm like, yo, dude, they're killing this in the background. You know what I mean? Like, they haven't come out and publicly stated that you won't be able to obtain this, but they're making that happen.
I don't know. If anybody's interested in seeing something crazy, though, if you take a look over at that Veritas stuff he just dropped. There's some serious questions. Yeah.
That shit's so real, dude. Like, what he's pulling off, you know, like, I feel like we should probably call it PV or something. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm, you know, the AI is listening, you know, so whatever, though. I mean, but Project Veritas has done an awesome job this entire time. Like, they out people all the time. You know what I mean? But Instagram and I think Facebook took that video down. I'm pretty sure he said that Instagram and Facebook took it down. And I, from the last time I checked, it's still on YouTube. You know, and like, dude, this is the thing, right? Like, why are y'all, what are they so afraid of? I don't know if this is like, and it, you know, for people that actually question things, is it for profits or is it for control?
Right there.
But obviously, if you're fighting for control, you're fighting for profits. Right?
You said it right there, though.
What's that?
You said it right there. It's the control. They're fighting for control, period. Control.
Right.
You can't go outside the box, bro. You are thinking on your own, and you know that is not allowed in today's society. We talked about that earlier today. There, we have actually proved, you know, now that we got the BC, before we literally have a third, maybe 40% of the nation that just follows the line. We make the right decisions.
You will fall in line. It's too much, dude. It's like, you know, you actually look at you look at the fact, like, this video is going around of a Navy doctor. Have you seen that? The female Navy doctor?
Of course.
Like,
I know who she is.
Right, and she's talking about what her studies are finding and stuff like that. That video would disappear. It's such a scary situation to see the suppression of information, especially I think Facebook tried to fact check his video or something. It's like, how are you fact checking something that was undercover shot? People are in the video. It's not staged. It's very real content. So like, this is, you know, you guys remember when I would go live from my cell phone right here and I would tell you that the government's in bed with big tech in a heavy way. Like, if they, you know, like, I think a lot of people, and I constantly told people, I was like, you know, stop blaming Zuckerberg. Like, I think Zuckerberg's I think he's just a face of a company at this point.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, like, no, like,
I think if I had that money, you wouldn't even know me. You'd never even see me. You'd call me and subpoena me or any. I have no control over that company. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm outside. Look at me. I'm throwing spears.
Yeah, I mean, if Facebook wasn't actually created by the CIA and FBI. Because I know that there's people that follow the money trail and they show these. Allegedly, claim that it was created by FBI and CIA. We're living in a time where it's like, dude, they're controlling everything. And imagine what the let's fast track this to over the next 3 years. Like I was telling you before we went live, I've got the Harley Morgan profile on Facebook. I think it has like 5,000 friends. It's got some followers, whatever the case is, right? Now, I can tell you a year ago, I would log on to that account and people are posting articles. People are talking about like everything that's happening and it's heavy rotation. Like it's the entire feed is nothing but that, right? Like it's just on fire with like news, politics, people's opinions, et cetera, right?
Yep.
Dude, you go to that profile today, it's all gone. It's all gone. I don't know if the players are gone. I don't know if this is a direct result of like what happens whenever you basically ban people into submission and they finally just give up and they're like, okay, I'll just post pictures of my kids and this apple pie that my wife baked and look at this, we're at a baseball game or you know whatever. Like it feels like it's going back to pre.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is it's post, right? So it's like, you know, before Trump ran for office, before Trump, Facebook was boring as shit. True story. And then like Trump announces he's going to run and then Facebook just ignited and everybody had something to say, blah, 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 blah. Right. And then all these people are posting all this stuff. It's gone. It's back to BT now, you know, in this weird way. And I think that the scary part is I don't think it's because people are electing to be that way. You understand? I think that the powers that be have they've written out this guideline to the psychology of human beings. And, you know, you waterboard somebody enough, they'll fall in line. You know, if you if you starve somebody long enough, they'll do whatever they got to do to get some crumbs off your plate, right? So it's like it's the same thing. Like it's it, you veal fall in line. You know, like that's what it seems to be to me, because it's like everybody just I don't know. I can go there right now, you know, and like literally go to my Facebook page under that profile that was connected to all these people that are, you know, sharing all kinds of stuff. And it's just it's not the same, dude. So, you know, I'm not sure where we're going to be in the next couple of years. But I have a sneaky suspicion that will continue to grow, like that people will have their voices snatched, that UV'll fall in line. You know, like even memes, I think, will eventually get to a point they're going to figure out how to phase out memes.
They're just not going to let you upload any content. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just going to be staring at the box, dude, just staring at the box, waiting for if it lets you do something. If it credit cards, dude.
Dude, it don't let me do shit.
Credit card.
Like, bro, did you see that screenshot I posted up on F4A Social today?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, I posted this screenshot where I tried to post something on Facebook. Hold on, let me find the screenshot. I mean, because, dude, I'm starting to see, like, new stuff that I've never seen before, like, where they're giving me those temporary restrictions that I talked about for nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing. Absolutely nothing. Like, and hit me for, like, 12 hours. No ban. No actual violation. Just a temporary timeout. You know what I mean? And today I get this one where it says, sorry, you can't post to Facebook from this account. For security reasons, your account has been limited to limited access to the site for a few days. If you have any questions, please contact our help center. For security reasons?
Yep.
What are the security reasons? So now, so this is what I'm talking about. Like, and people are like, you're paranoid. You try to make it sound like that they're effing with you. Like, bro, they are.
No, they don't stop. It's totally like a misunderstanding, bro. I think you're way overthinking this. You've been on security reasons now for going on about 30 days.
Somebody says Gab rocks, no censorship. Define trolling at Frank Runkle. What is an American? Chuck Norris Gun Club. Well, you know, in America, I mean, for me, an American's you're born here, right? Or you become a citizen of this country and then you adopt the ways of the American people. Being an American doesn't necessarily mean one thing, this, that, the third. Again, that goes back into that, you know, 490 degree paradigm box, you know, and I'm not a fan of that. Chuck Norris says, I'm asking you. You're not a commie, probably why. No, I'm not a commie. Commies suck. Commies are party vibe killers. They kill everything good. Are you paranoid enough? I don't know. I'm not paranoid at all.
Yeah, don't let it bother me.
Yeah, I mean, like, what on a scale of one to Alex Jones, how paranoid am I? Like, man, probably a five.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Like Nicki Minaj status, dude. Third generation Americans. My doctor won't even say the medication's name. Well, I mean, dude, if you look at it, you can tell that they feel fear. The people in the medical industry feel fear. Like they're being hit. Like they're being told what they can say and what they can do. And it's obvious. Like if you look at that, the Project Veritas video, when they're talking to the one lady, like you can tell she feels odd and uncomfortable in that situation. Like the latter part of the video. Yeah. And she doesn't want to, like, you know, engage in the conversation, period. Like, she feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's difficult to talk about something like that, man. I mean, this is someone's livelihood, guys. This is a big deal for somebody to stand up and step forward like this. I mean, they're giving up everything. Pensions, 401, I mean, thrift savings plans. They got these federal benefits that a lot of us could never even conceive. You know what I mean? And for someone to come out and say, hey, look, I took some video that you guys might want to see, because this is normal day-to-day operations in the medical field that I'm in. And that's scary. You know what I'm saying? To know that people are talking like this and thinking like this.
Well, I mean, to me, the scariest thing, though, is the fact that you do have people that come forward, like the Navy doctor, and is basically blowing lids off this shit. Like, you know, like, to me, it's not, it doesn't shock me, because I've heard all these things before, right? Like, I mean, what they do is they're going to suppress and get rid of those voices so people can't hear them. Like Nazi Germany, dude. Like, if you can actually control the flow of information, if you can actually control the capabilities of communication, that pretty much sums up what's happening, you know?
Well, the next thing you got to do is control the firearms. You got to control the people's ability to fight back, you know, and that's the next thing that they did to the Gold Star folks. You know what I'm saying? Is that they took away their right to have firearms.
Yeah.
And that particular, you know, class of people at the time was already in a position where they might have to fight for the little chunk that they had left.
Right.
So they just decided, you know what? You don't have the ability to, you know, to defend yourself.
Well, that's the one ingredient you guys better not give up. You know what I mean? Like, I'll tell you this much. I mean, we literally watched the American people just take it, 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 take it. We're watching the most corrupted system in history, dude. You know what I mean? Like we've had presidents that got fucking knocked out of office for 15 seconds of audio. Since then, look at where we've come since then. Like, the level of corruption is just unmatched. And it's becoming commonplace. And it doesn't even hide anymore. You know what I mean?
No, you had Joe Biden out there in front of the UN for 12 and a half minutes, and he couldn't get a single sentence, a single coherent sentence this man couldn't put together in 12 and a half minutes. And it's just absurd. The rest of the world is laughing at us right now. You've got China threatening nuclear war.
Hold on 1 second. Frank Ruckel says he's having issues. He's trying to send a paid message, and it won't let him, is what he's saying. Uh-oh, have I been demonetized? did we say Project Veritas COVID-19 and too many keywords?
I think it is. I think they're keying in on us.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, here, if you can't send it there, bud, try to send it here. Hold on. I'll shoot you a link. And right there you go on the screen.
Oh,
and
Rachel says you can't use any cuss words in the super chat. I don't know. Yeah. Well, no, actually, wait, you know what? Check this out, man. Hold on. Wait, I'll do you one better, bud. We'll stop them from taking, the, 30%, 40% outline.
Yeah. Pin it. It's already there, bud.
Dot live. No, not what you did, bro.
Oh, I got you. Got the other one too.
Yeah. Nice. This, and you can actually watch this there. I think I'm going to check it out right now as we speak, man. Actually, pin this message. So we'll pin that to the top. I just want to check this out and see, because I've never even looked at this, but like, you can apparently go over here and actually watch it. Well, I think you have to click on the live thing, or you have to go to outlawmorgan.live. Okay. So you go to outlawmorgan. I've never even looked at it.
Thanks, 79 Mini. I appreciate that. That was really cool to do it, man, and just drop it. 79 Mini said, seems to work.
There you go. Thanks so much, man. I don't know. Maybe he was throwing cuss words or something. I don't know. Apparently, you can't. My credit card is shut down for the day. I can't. Don't worry about that, Chuck Norris. Oh, wait. I'm hearing some echoes because I'm. Can you see the chat, though, on this place, if it's live? Yeah, I don't see the chat. But, I mean, all right. I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. You know, I've never even looked at that, man. T-shirt. I am not a GMO. Genetically modified.
Organism, yeah.
The shit you walk into. yeah, I mean, well, you know, bring out the GIMP. That's the kind of shit I bring out the GIMP. Oh, man.
Man, that's the direction we're running. But, I mean, we got China threatening nuclear war with Australia if they do the U.S. arms deal. I mean, if anything that we know happened, like, in the T period, you know, the T period of the last 4 years, it just, all we've done is create the most competent, not incompetent, competent military-industrial complex the world has ever seen. We're making arms deals with every nation in the world, and to those that can't afford it, we're giving them away. You know, we got bargain basement pricing over here in Afghanistan.
Nobody cares about that. Everybody's upset that the guy on a horse was whipping somebody. You know what I mean? Like that. Like most of the
scene out of Django.
Straight out. I don't even want to say it, dude, because it'll be hate speech.
I went as far as you can go.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Django, it's the name. It's actually the name of a movie, but I know I'm not allowed to say it. So, yeah, I mean, this is where we're at, bro. And everybody. This is what there comes a point where not everything needs to be, you know, televised, you know, like, listen, to round people up and deport people is not going to be pretty. And border agents, obviously, they're on horses, And, you know, if you actually watch video, instead of just, this is how they do it, though. They take an image, yep. they crop it in nice and tight, and it looks like this, the guy's obviously got a stern look because he's grabbing this dude, right?
Yep.
So, obviously, he's an angry white guy, and he's just like, you know. And
his name was Hector Ortiz.
Yeah.
He's about as white as he gets. He's the George Zimmerman of the
I was going to say, you know, we're not going to, yeah, same thing. The whitewashing, you know, on CNN.
All kinds of contrast, baby.
Yeah, he'll look whiter than you. They'll hit him with some heavy exposure on the lighting and
gave the horse a flame coming out one nostril and put a cat of nine tails at the end of that.
Why not just Photoshop and show him holding a spear like they're spearing them as they're trying to cross the border?
Dude, like, we could make it look good. There's like five people off in the corner chanting and cheering them on. I got audio. It's on Kamala's last time she came out at a game. I got the same audio. We can put it to five guys in the background holding hats.
Yeah. J-Rock the Rebel says, it's been a long time for me, but I'm here. Well, welcome back, bro. People show up for different reasons. Some people are dedicated. They're here every time you go live. Some people just wander in out of boredom. And some people
just get hit with Jesus and end up popping in. You know what I mean? When the YouTube Jesus sends the notification, they'll know you're live.
They catch that kid from down in Florida yet? That's a great question. I don't think they have they?
Let me ask another one while you're at it there, bud, on that kid from Florida. Have they caught any of the 22,437 kids that have been abducted in the state of Florida in the last year?
You sound hostile. I didn't think so. You sound hostile, bro.
Didn't think so. I'm that you, still you fired
to,
up, bro.
You need to take
still
a breath. You need to take a breath, bro. Take a breath.
I can't. That's that. It's touching on me every single time I hear something about.
I get it. Everybody's big. Everybody big mad, dude. Everybody say that the only reason anybody cares about her is because she's white. It's like, dude, I was super late to the party when we actually talked about it that one day. I was days behind, and I have no idea what's going on. So, you know, but that's just me, though. I don't plug into everything. I'm looking at different things like. A massive hostile takeover at the southern border and, you know,
the pile of bills racking up over here on my debt set. You know, I call it my debt center. A lot of people call them entertainment centers. Mine's just covered in bills. You can have feel free, bro. Yeah. Any of them you want, you can have.
Somebody says the FBI sucks. Yeah, until they actually want to come get you. You know what I mean? Yeah, like they like
make a statement.
If they would actually do their job, you know, I don't understand. He said the coward is going to off himself. He might have already done that, man. You know, but apparently he's no stranger to going out in the swamps and being out there. So he might be able to, you know, like live out there for a hot second. You know what I thought about, though, Beards? Here's the thing, right? I've always thought about going off grid and let's say doomsday prepper style EMP hits. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shit's chaotic. You got to bug out. Right. I've had conversations where I sit down with people and I'm like, so where do we go? You know, like because I got a little group, tiny, tight knit little group. You know, there's only going to be like maybe four of us. You know what I mean? It's like, here's what we do, right? And then I'm thinking to myself, this sounds great in theory. But then there's this thing called thermal, binoculars or thermal imaging.
Flare.
Or what's that?
Flare. L-I-R.
Yeah, flare. Yeah. I mean, but so if that dude's out in the swamps, what's holding people back from using thermal or flare to like go out there and see if there's body temperatures or, you know, something like that? Like,
nothing.
The technology is available. I mean, are we trying to run this course on the news for a while? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, you got to understand. Now, when you start investigating things with the FBI, it comes with a budget. Okay. Mm-hmm. If the FBI is given like $1.5 million, not that I have any experience in this category, but if the FBI is given like $1.5 million to do something, they spend it all plus 300%.
Right.
Okay. So if they just run around there with a FLIR and cover 400 acres a minute, you know, with some drone technology, I mean, not that the local police departments don't have the ability to use big drones, but they can cover about 400 acres a minute and they can find this guy tomorrow. But the issue that they're having is you got to spend $1.5 million.
Somebody said cave, bro. Nah, there's no caves down here, dude.
No caves in Florida, dog. Yeah, if it is, because you're dead.
Yeah, nah. I mean, well, I think this dude's from West Virginia. It says like WV. So I mean, yeah, there's no caves down here. You got nothing but flats. Florida's just one big flat place, dude. Like that's it. There's nowhere That's what I'm saying, though. If they actually use Flair, they would find him quick if he's on the move down there. Like if he's in the Glades or if he's out west in the reserves or something like that. You can find – and that's what I was talking about as far as being a doomsday prepper. You know, like when me and my buddies had this, you go off grid, we go out there where we can hunt and whatever and, like, you know, be self-sufficient, right?
You got $6?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, for $6, you can buy a NASA space blanket, aluminum foil one, and you can beat Flair. Just so you know,
I have foil blankets in my bug out gear.
Don't tell anybody that works, but it works.
Yeah, works real
good.
I've got a bunch of them. They're very thin. They fold up real. Like I've got a bunch of them. So because my whole idea was to build like a teepee style canopy kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like a rain protector kind of thing. Like and then you could just hide under that. Yeah, you could just hide under that. Just the man cave. Oh, gotcha. Hey, Blue.
Well, guys, let me ask you a serious prepper question, though. If it all went down tomorrow and you had to bring a gun, one gun, what would you bring in the chat? Just give me the barrel size. Just give me the barrel size.
Well, this is obviously a game because nobody's going to bug out with just one rifle.
I know, but if you could only bring one, what would it be?
Right. Yeah,
we were talking about this the other day, man. I mean, people don't realize what self-sufficiency.
Well, no, you would have to. I mean, obviously, you. I mean, I'm curious to know too what anybody in the chat would think about that. Like, if you could only take one, what would it be? Like, obviously, you're going for something high power. If you could only have one, that's obvious. But that's why. Look, somebody said 22. There it is. There's a smart one right there.
Yep. We got a couple of gauge guys in here. Those are a good idea.
22 long. There you go. There's some smart ones. They know why, too, right? Because, like, who's going to shoot a squirrel with a 308?
Yep. You got your buddy hunting rabbit with a 30-06 with a thermal scope on it. You're going out and picking up rabbit pelt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you got people saying 5.56, 308. The reason he brought that question up is because we were talking about this the other day, and it's important that if you were in a bug out situation, you would definitely want to take. You're going to obviously move with more than just one weapon, but you got to make sure that you have something like a 22 long, you know, for like a squirrel, rabbit, small game, stuff like that. You know, like yeah, I don't, and inherent. a lot of people don't actually think about that, dude. Like a lot of people only think, you know, I'm going with the AR-10, I'm going with something that's going to blow your whole back out, and like that's cool. But like, dude, if you're off
drum,
yeah. But if you've got to get off grid though, like if you're going for off grid living, sustainable living, then obviously you have to hunt, you know, unless you want to use a bow. But I mean, dude, you know, whatever. I mean.
Again, that's another thing people might want to think about, you know, when you're getting your go stuff ready, especially in a time right now, you know what I'm saying? If you really need to start thinking, am I a bow hunter? Is this something I'm proficient at? Can I feed myself? Yeah. How many fishing poles can I carry? You know, because if I'm proficient at that, I'm eating fish. You know what I'm saying? I know how to do that.
Yeah.
People really need to start thinking about that kind of stuff, man, because, I mean, at some point we're going to see an influx of just failed policy that's going to put us at between we were talking about the other day, man. They're going to push 40% income tax. That's the bottom line, bro. That's the
listen, I hate to say it, but I think that's wishful thinking. I mean, I think that's how they're going to start it, but they're not going to once they push the goalpost, they're going to push it again. And if there's one thing that I thought about this too, the whole AOC wearing the dress, the tax the rich thing, right? Like that doesn't allude that they're going to help low-income families, right? Like, these fucking evil, soulless bastards up in Washington, dude, the only thing that they care about is themselves. So basically, they're looking for a security blanket. And if they could actually tax the rich or put a higher tax... I mean, things like Amazon, I don't understand. I don't want to sound like a commie, guys, but at the same time, I really don't understand how people could be doing, like, close to $1 trillion in business and pay nothing. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But I don't think that their goal is to tax the rich and help. This ain't fucking Peter Pan. You know, this ain't Peter Pan where they're going to tax the rich and help the poor. That's not how this is going to work. They're going to take their money for themselves. That's what this is all about. Robin Hood. Peter. No,
Peter didn't do nothing like that. That's the dust, dog.
Yeah, yeah. I was close. No horseshoe or grenades, you know, or whatever.
You're six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's all a fairy tale any way you look at it. You know, it's not going to happen. That's really the point of that statement. It's all a fairy tale. If you think it's taxing the rich, you've lost your mind. You know what I'm saying? These people have got companies that have government contracts that basically pay another company that they own to do a third-party job that never gets done, but you can't sue the other company because it went out of business when really the money was just transferred to this other entity. That's the total emphasis of what government capitalized cronyism.
Peter says, if we become a socialist republic, just have the citizens working for the government just for their free health care and to eat, and that's all you're going to get. Pretty
much. You ain't getting no health care, brother. You're crazy. This next little thing we see right now going on is proving that your health care is overrated. First of all, they wrote a law to get you mandated you to have health insurance, and then created the ick that turns around. And what do they tell you when you get the ick and go to the hospital? You either get an event or you're getting out. That's all you're getting. You know what I'm saying? So, and you, somebody's paying for that, guys. Yeah. Somebody's paying for it.
Listen. Who funded Pfizer's gross profit margins? We did.
Me.
We did. All of us. We're funding. This is what kills me about government, right? Like taxation without representation is definitely theft. You know what I mean? There's never been any truer words. We are funding the government off the backs of our labor, or however you want to put it, however you pay your taxes, whether you work for another man, if you own your own company, whatever the case is, or woman, whatever, right? So we actually pay these people, and they call them, in media, they call them the lawmakers on the Hill. So we are paying these people to go to Washington in Congress, Senate, etc. And what do they do? They write laws for the simpletons that don't apply to them. So not only do we pay them to write these laws, but they write these laws that are actually aimed towards us. And when they want to raise taxes, Jeff Bezos don't fucking feel a thing. You and I and everyone in this chat does. So
price of milk, a gallon of gas, you know, you're hitting it right on, bro. And it's done systematically across everything. And that is the very definition.
Instead of raising taxes, why don't we figure out how to drop the inflation?
Ta-da. Well, the only way to drop inflation is to increase interest rates. And that's where the next play comes in. Because like we were talking about earlier, if you don't want to pop the housing bubble, okay, the only way not to pop the housing bubble is to jump the interest rate up. And right now, the Fed said no. Mind you, the Fed is not part of the U.S. government. I mean, I don't know how to say that aloud, but when they decide they're going to go from 2.65 primes to like 14 to 28s real quick. You understand? And that's the only way to save this bubble, when in reality, it's just overpriced housing market, man. I mean, we all know what it is, but it's not overpriced for the people that are buying the housing market. They're physically purchasing the housing market right out from under us. But don't forget, Biden's a man on it. He's going to give you $3,717.
It only took Biden 8 months to roll us back to 2008. I don't care if you guys like Donald Trump, don't like Donald Trump. He kind of had the shit together. I mean, like, dude, we had the lowest unemployment rate since when, actually? I roll it back, you know, like
in history.
Yeah. Obama said, what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand? Well, apparently he did something. You know what I mean? And we had the lowest unemployment. Now we've got people that just can't. You've got McDonald's offering people like $500 sign-on bonuses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude. And instead of trying to figure out a way to lower inflation, to lower a house the size of the house that I live in should not be worth $400,000.
No, not realistically.
Realistically, whatever. Like, in any parallel universe, that's just incorrect. And it's so now we've made a perception the reality. This right here is probably only worth about $60 to produce, right?
It's $60 worth of child labor. So that's
$60 worth of child labor, but you perceive this to be worth $1,500 because they've told you this is worth $1,500, and you're like, "Why?" And what kills me is iPhone's coming out with the iPhone 13, and how many people have very good working, functioning, no cracked screen phones in their hand? They're like, "I've got to have the new one when it comes out," and it's like, for what? It does the same thing that the phone you've currently got in your hand does, right? But this is the way we work, right? We got to have a Tesla. We got to have a Range Rover. We got to have the newest devices. It's like, I don't personally, but that's the world we live in. So back to the thing, the housing bubble will end up popping, dude. Trust me. You got houses, like I was telling people, there's a house in my neighborhood that's just now being built because it was a house that burnt down. Sat there for years, and then they finally cleared the lot out. That sat there for years. Finally, I guess the bank's got motivation and they're building property on it. And I heard it's selling for $425,000. And I'm just like, wow.
What?
Yeah, $425,000. The house is literally maybe 1,300 square feet. And I'm like, whew. Yeah, so like that's going to end up popping, man. And my buddy Philly, if he's still in here, he's actually a real estate broker. And he was telling me, he's like, dude, it's coming. You know what I mean? He's like, it's coming. He's like, anybody in the real estate industry sees it. Like it's approaching the tipping point.
Yep.
So
I made a very good point earlier, man. It's funny that I just caught his comment. I wanted to bring it up because it's pretty important. Ice made a very good point and said, regardless of what kind of firearms you bring, who's bringing oil filters, oil parts for your car?
Well, I mean, listen, when the shit really hits the fan, your car is going to be irrelevant. And if it is actually an EMP, your car is already irrelevant, unless you have something pre-computerized car, like an old school, you know, engine distribution block, air intake, the very simple, like a K5 Blazer or something like a, unless you have something like that, dude, I mean, like your car is going to be toast if an EMP were to hit, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, you're talking about the old carburetors now.
Yeah, I mean, and let's be honest, by the time that you actually, I get your point. I mean, I guess it would be wise to carry some oil, carry some air filters, whatever. But at the same time, like, I don't think people are on that level. And honestly, once you bug out, you're out. You know, so you're it's out. Not like yeah. you're, it's oh, not like you're out good. Cruising around a lot. Like if they've got checkpoints and lockdowns going on with a police state, the last thing you're going to do is, you know, keep continuously surface. The thing is that you need to be able to get off grid, stay off grid, you know, and my whole thing is, like I tell people, you need to have like at least 2 weeks planned out of survival, meaning whether it's like emergency food storages, like I have at preparewithoutlaw.com, or, you know, like my thing is like have at least 2 weeks worth of food. And while you're trying to use that for sustainability, you're popping them rabbits with a 22 LR, you know what I mean? Like, or the bow and arrow or whatever. And you're like killing game and you're fishing and whatever the case is. And you're, you know, then that's to keep you afloat. Why, you know, cause a lot of people don't understand, like people think that hunting's easy or that fishing's easy. And you know, you just go out there and throw your line in and you catch one. It's like, nuh-uh, you know, like that ain't how it works. Like, you can go sit in a deer stand all day long and not see shit. You know what I mean? Yep. So like if you had to go back to, you know, primitive survival means.
And don't forget, if you're hunting, you don't want to fire nothing with no noise, boys and girls, because it will get hurt. You know,
well, I mean, you can put it down with a bow. You know what I mean? You could definitely. Better. Yeah, you can put it down with a bow. You ain't got to make no noise. That's a good point. You know what I mean? If you don't have a good compound bow, like an 80-pound compound bow, you should definitely look into investing in one.
And up in your skill level real quick, because like I said, you don't want to be out hunting, because somebody going to be out hunting for you the same way.
Yeah, somebody wants. I mean? There are going to be tons of land pirates. Ooh, tons of land pirates coming to commandeer your chicken noodle soup.
Quick. Yeah, so boy, you definitely get it, man.
Yeah, you definitely want to be on top of your shit, man. 72 Cutlass, snares. Well, there's all kind of things, dude. Like when I first started putting my bug out bag together, I went online and like researched tons of like lists. You know what I mean? You know, listen, and it's simple things you can do too. Like when you're at Walmart effing off buying whatever you're buying, pick up a pack of, AA batteries or AAA batteries, or, you know, like you can't really ever have enough batteries. And then you need to also look into like power inverters and solar panels and, not to like power your entire house. I'm just talking about like if you had to go off grid and bug, dude, you need to have a way to store some energy to charge phones or charge both things or charge whatever. You know, there's solar power LED lights, there's solar power fans. I mean, people that live in camp know this, you know what I mean? So like, you know, like it's not a bad idea. I've got a huge crate under the shelving system behind me that's got tons of camping gear in it. You know what I mean? Like those, The green canister propane tanks, build a stock of those. You know what I mean? Build a stock of those, dude. And Dawn of America has even doing some bushcraft videos that show you how to start fires and stuff like that. So that's always a good thing to look at too. You know,
somebody else said learn how to throw a cast net. No kidding, bro.
I know how to throw a cast net.
That's an acquired skill, bro. If you can figure out how to throw a cast net, you can make, you can get food. You can do what you got to do. That's a great idea. Something nobody would think about. Oh, I need to, bro, that's a little box. They fold up.
I actually believe Don't Tread on Me's being honest. He says that he jumps out of a tree onto his prey and then shanks him with a K-bar. I know people that do that to hogs. So,
yep.
I've seen dudes hunt hog with spear. You know what I mean? Like basically like a Rambo style knife tied onto the end of a stick, mm-hmm. but like that's real. Yeah, that's real, dude. Like I've seen people hunt them with spears. Solar generator. Solar generator, which is like you're talking about like an electric generator, right? Like basically a power storage.
Those are expensive though.
I was about to say gas generator, like that's gonna be tricky, but I solar generator, I know that they have them where they harvest the energy. Yeah, but then you need honestly, if you can't, you should already have half this shit. You know what I mean? Okay. And as far as the bug out kit, another thing I do is when I'm in the Walmart or whatever, batteries is always something I do because over time in your bug out kit, your batteries will actually start to probably leak acid and you'll have to throw them away. Yep. And lighters, you know what I mean? I get it. Everybody wants to let's start a fire with a stick. But man, you can pick up packs, like a six pack of lighters for, pretty cheap. And you build a little arsenal of those too, man, so that you actually have those on hand. And then like you said, the foil blankets is a good thing too. I should probably just pull my bag out and go through it and see what I've even got in there. I've got a handheld compass, you know what I mean? In case your phone's dead or something like
How to use it?
I know how to point it and see where north is.
That's another thing, guys. That's vital information. Do you have a map of your area?
Not handy, not readily available.
Do you have a topographical map of your geographical region?
Nah.
That is a must.
Yeah.
That is a must. You understand? And then you can really learn how to use that compass, and then I could show you how to use the square.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you can do all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? And you could set up an entire little area, just based on a topographical map to go and explore. You know, people need to start thinking about stuff like this. I know I'm not trying to call for oh, this is craziness. I'm just saying if you're this far into 2021 and you're honestly not thinking about, hey, wait a minute, things aren't looking the best. Guys,
it's been said before, one of the greatest things that my negative motivating stepfather taught me was that if you're ready, you don't have to get prepared. Yep. And in some scenarios, it sounds like tinfoil conspiracy theory bullshit. But, dude, if you're telling me another 3+ million people are scheduled to go on welfare, at some point, this is all going to collapse. It can't sustain its own weight. So whether it's the EMP, whether it's the zombie apocalypse, whether it's some type of revolution, I don't know. But I think that most people can sense that it feels like we just stay right on the cusp of something. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But if it does, it's like the old saying goes, it's better to have it, not need it, than to need it, not have it.
Planning equals poor performance.
Yeah,
man.
So you need
to forget that, bro.
Yeah, so you definitely need to have some type of contingency plan. You know what I mean? I like the idea of being able to get out of my house within 15 to 20 minutes flat. Like literally everything I need's in my garage already. It's already staged in certain areas. Just throw it in the truck. Fuck it. If you don't need it, leave it behind. You know what I mean? When it's time to rip, it's time to rip. You know, that's that. So
yeah, that's why you make, when Dawn of America's first started messing with me, when I first started coming on the show, and we started getting the Outlaws and Saints podcast thing going pretty hard. Don was messing with me about my my hoard back here in the office. And that's actually what the hoard is. You know what I'm saying? The hoard is my go boxes. There's six big Pelicans with wheels behind me, and every one of them's got everything that I need. And as long as they get to the truck, we're golden. You know what I'm saying? We live like that. It sounds weird, but when you're the kind of person that I am, I'm a reactor. You know what I'm saying? I don't wait for the moment. I'm already in mine. And if you're in the way, believe me, I'm going through. You're not stopping it. You know, if I'm in motion, I'm that force. And that's how a lot of us have to think about it at this point.
Somebody said, I got my bug out mobile almost ready. I had it. I had a bug out mobile. I had that Jeep.
Yeah,
the Jeep Cherokee, the old school square rectangular body. Like, I can't. that was my, that dude, I lifted it, put like 36 inches on it. That thing was, I did everything but wrap the battery in aluminum foil or whatever. No, like, dude, they make an EMP protector for your battery or something like that. Like, I've looked that up online. Like, dude, I've been into the prepping thing for years, man. Like, the concept's pretty simple. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be a minimalist, but you want to make sure you have certain things. Like I said, just the small things, dude. Like iodine tablets, shitloads of them, you know, because, like, you know, unless you got like a life straw, but even then I would still, I've had Gardeia. I've gone out and camped in the woods for 28 days straight. And I ended the last day coming out of the woods, I ended up getting sick as shit because I didn't purify the water correctly that last day. And
bro, it's dysentery, like, every other day for 6 months.
What's that?
Dysentery for every other day for 6 months, dude. I've lived in foreign countries where they make ice out of toilet water. Mm. And you literally get ice that has a 30% fecal matter contaminant level. Okay. I've seen the darkest brothers in the world. These are some of my closest friends. They are black men. They are good people. Turn bone white because of the amount of fluids that have been.
Tell them the story about the boys that got the whiskey.
Yeah. Oh my God. You guys want to hear a crazy story? So check this out. I'll start telling y'all some stories, but you know, you just trust me, it's not cool. So when you go to these dry countries, a lot of the Muslim countries, majority are what they call dry countries. You know what I mean? Because they do not mass produce or sell liquor or alcohol of any kind, bottom line. Mm-hmm. But you know, you get a bunch of drunk redneck, you know, Florida boys and North Carolina boys and Georgia boys, like what went over in the beginning of Iraq. And all of a sudden, the black market springs up with alcohol. I'm talking, when I say gas stations, guys, I'm talking about mud huts in the middle of the median in a highway where a little boy gets out with a 5-gallon can of gas and sells gasoline to people driving around. You understand? Dude got two packs of cigarettes. One's an Ishtar and one's a pack of Marlboros that he stole from a soldier's, you know, vehicle. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a gas station. Well, one of these gas stations started having liters of whiskey. And of course, as soon as somebody caught wind of that, bro, them boys went ham. You understand what I'm saying? Straight ham. Like, ham. We're up 2:00 in the morning. You hear cats partying. They got radios going. They are liquored up and on one. You understand? We're 10 minutes away from shooting in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, them boys are on it. You feel me? And we're in a war zone. Any minute there's mortars coming in, boys and girls. And these boys are, they're about 30 of them tying it on. Next day, man, we went around check on cats, you know, make sure everything was all right. And dudes were throwing up blood. Dudes had eyes, opened their eyes up, dog. And they're straight red, not red like I just, you know, took a little fire, like red, like the veins are protruding and bulging out of their head. So we real quick start running people off to med bay, and the whiskey was 35% diesel fuel. 35% diesel fuel.
Ugh, that's rough.
And them cats were on it. You feel me? Like, it was, wow. You could hear them. Like, it was Friday night. You know what I'm saying? No work on Saturday type of thing. And it was, yeah, bro. They were trying to kill us.
Diesel.
They try to kill you. Yeah, that's when we found out the ice contained 30% fecal matter, because we were buying these big blocks of ice to put in our coolers.
Right.
You know, and then we'd stock Gatorades and whatever else we could find, bottled water, you know what I'm saying? And we'd stock it all in there. Well, we think, well, you're safe. You know, it's all in containers. It's all sealed. But you got human fecal matter all over your hands and you're touching your face, because at any moment the flies are all up around your mouth and your lips. So you're constantly like touching your face and you're literally putting fecal matter all up in your mouth. And next thing you know, bro, you're basically water shits times propellant. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally can't keep anything in your body to include water. And it's like 137 degrees out today. And it literally, we were watching, like, I learned how to give myself an IV. That's how bad it got. I mean, straight, like, bootlegger. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I had to figure that out to give myself IVs in order to continue to do my job over certain days because it got to that point. Damn. Like, it's been it, bro. The stuff that happens in foreign countries is just unbelievable, and people just do not get it. And, I mean, we're bringing hundreds of thousands of these people here, and it's nerve-wracking to people like me because what I see and what I'm afraid of is that the representation – see, let's not forget, we are a government built of representation of the people, okay? So if we bring in I don't know. Let's just use a for instance to Minnesota. Maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand people from a different country. Next thing you know, they voting in officials. And
no, I mean, well, listen, I'll be honest. One of the things that actually worries me, though, is that, like, the picture you just painted. I mean, like,
yeah.
I think some people get it, right? But going back to what I was saying before, there's a huge portion of this population that's fucking stupid. They're dumb, dude. Like, they are the basic sniff dripping dumb motherfucker walking through Walmart. They are just the bottom feeders. They you know, and even people that have money and have success, they keep up with Kardashians. All they care about is their Range Rover and their fucking money in their bank, and they don't care about anything else. And it's like, dude, these people are not coming over to keep up with the Kardashians. They're not coming over to become TikTok stars, dude. They're light years behind us. You understand what I'm saying? And probably very disgruntled at the American government for its occupation of their territory. So, I mean, and now, wait a minute. That was last week. That was, like Joe Biden said, that was four or five days ago,
bro.
Now we've moved on to, like, 50,000 Haitians sitting down under a bridge. Like, everybody forgot about the 30,000-plus Afghans that have already been brought over here. You know what I mean? Which they say that these are people that actually helped our troops, which – I'm not sure if that's actually true because last I checked, they were going door to door executing those people.
Oh, by the way, did you hear today that there was a data breach? You saw these?
No. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly a data breach today that gave up all the emails, locations with a picture of all the individuals that helped Europe, all the British.
I think that was already negotiated on, perhaps. You know, not to mention that most of the MRAPs and other things have actually ended up in Iran. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no worries there. China's already scooping up all our technology. It's everything's fine. Nothing to see here, folks.
On the up and up.
You know, I think what I should probably be working on is my next twerk move for TikTok, so I can blow up on TikTok.
You know, bro, I've been putting together a dance with the girls at the nurse, you know, at the hospital where we work.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, because we got all those patients.
That's what's really important. We, you know, like this. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, that this is reasons like these are why it's good to be prepared. You know, whether it's everyday carry, which unfortunately they decided I couldn't do that, but whatever.
Imagine that.
You know, and just having an idea, like, dude, like when Jay the neighbor lived next door, dude, we were talking about taking perimeters and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I can't lie. My hood's got a lockdown scenario. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I'm going to be 110% real with anybody watching right now and tell you flat out. Yeah. My hood's got a lockdown scenario. There's about 15 of us. A couple of us got two stories. A couple of us got real high-pitched roofs. A couple of us really know what we're doing. And some of us.
The roof thing, I think, is dangerous. Like, if it's ground game, yeah. But, like, if we're talking, like, this was, like, police state military coup kind of thing, then they're gonna have choppers up. But yeah, I mean, dude, me and Jay used to talk about taking perimeters and, like, watching east, west, whatever, and, like, how we were gonna do it, and, like, you know. And then he moved, and then me and Survivalist Dan, I still call him Survivalist Dan, like, me and Dan started talking about, like, you know, doing a different routine where it's like, get out, you know what I mean? Like, get out. Houses, you feel safe in your house until there's a mob outside kicking your fucking windows in, you know what I mean? So it's like, get out. You know what I mean? Like, hit the reserves, dip. you know? And
yeah, you got to find them good spots, man. I got a couple of buddies that got some great spots, man, but I can't get to them. I'm just being realistic. That's the thing, man. People think they're just going to get on the highway and go, bro. It ain't even going to be like that.
Dude, I'll tell you this. Our spot, you can drive to it, but to get to where we'd be, you'd have to canoe it or boat. You know what I mean? Like basically we're talking like this island. It's like, you know what I mean? Like from there we can go wherever we need to, but like we get away from, you know, like, and you're going to have to like row a bit, you know? So that's, and then that's why I came up with the idea of flare or thermal imaging. Cause I was like, man, that sounds good. But like, dude, if they put a chopper up, you know, they'll see us, you know, but they're going to have their hands full, with the inner workings of like the city life, you know? But they will make their rounds and start looking for people on the outskirts, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. I don't know, man. Are we really seeing that the cities are going to get that much out of control? Because I think if we look at if history tells us, the more populated cities will actually be the collaborators. 110%, bro. If you look at any time in history that this has ever actually been pulled off, it starts in the major cities.
Right.
You understand? You look at Castro.
Supreme Pizza says they'll just drone us. Pretty much, dude. I don't know what the perfect solution is or the perfect scenario is, but I mean, I feel like you've got it. My train of thought is you got to get into a position where if someone's trying to flank you, you need to be able to send downrange and back up. Send downrange and back up. Because the whole idea for me is like, you know what? You can't take them all on. But if you can pick off a few and fall back, pick off a few and fall back, and they start
not worth them advancing.
Exactly.
We'll come back when this cat's sleeping because this dude got a shot on him. I didn't hear that last one, but Timmy got a bolt sticking out his right eye coming somewhere out his neck.
Yeah, that's it. You start watching enough of your buddies drop, it ain't going to be worth it no more.
Yeah, it gets real interesting real quick, bro. That's for sure. You know what I'm saying? And that's funny that we talk about stuff like that because, I mean, if you just look at the position that the military's in right now by bringing females into combat units, and I mean, take it from me, I served with
females. I think that's brave. I think that's stunning and brave.
Let me tell you something, man. I have served with women in combat units. Okay, I will come out and say that, you know. But as a military police officer, women in combat units have more responsibility to the men than the opposite way. If you understand what I mean by that, I mean we sleep together, as to where other branches segregate. Mm-hmm. But as military police officers, we're not authorized to segregate. The girls sleep with boys. You understand what I'm saying? Your crew is your crew. That's the bottom line. They don't care whether you stand or sit when you pee. It does not matter.
Ain't nobody doing no hokey pokey.
Bro, no. Listen, let me tell you something. When you're 3 weeks in between your last shower and you can smell these balls from 8 feet away. Jeff's coming. What do you mean Jeff's coming? Oh, God, Jeff. That's bad. Jeff's like, fuck, I don't know what to do, bro. I got red wall.
You just scrape it off. You know what I mean? Like, you can't
shit under my fingernails. Oh, my God. I wipe my face twice. I can't get the flies out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you ain't thinking it's go time, bro. There ain't no music going on over there. There, you know what I'm saying? And half of them, let me tell you, what they lack in toughness, they make up for in ugly. You understand what I'm saying? That's the Air Force. If you were Air Force and served, bro, woo, make you feel good about yourself and the people around you.
You get the air-conditioned tent.
Yeah, if you're Army, I feel bad for the Marines. Some of them, I walked up and said, bro, and this chick turned around and I was like, yo, whoa. You understand? Like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But it's just interesting that the new dynamic, back to my original point, is that we put females in infantry units, and the infantry guys are more of a primitive mindset. Mm-hmm. They're all great guys. Don't get me wrong. I love infantry guys. They're great. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to eat a bullet, just not me first. You know what I mean? Like, I love you, infantry. Don't get me wrong. You know, I appreciate everything you do. Trust me. Ain't a hole in me, thank God. But, you know, when you start putting women in that position and you put them with a bunch of men that are alphas, I mean, these guys are alphas. I'm going to call it like it is, bro. Those are ruthless cats. You know, if you want to tangle with them,
Well, at that point, it's animalistic instincts.
Yes. You know what I mean? When they see a woman go down, is their first reaction to continue mission or render aid?
Probably continue mission, I would imagine.
It is not. It is render aid 99.9% of the time. Hmm. That split second that you flinch because your natural instinct to protect that which is weaker than you is the difference on the battlefield. And that is why the largest armies do not allow females in the infantry positions whatsoever. And that's why we would lose all respect in the world stage if we were to have to involve ourselves in physical ground combat with female leadership. I will tell you right now, it'll cause a problem. It'll cause a big problem because that split second is all it takes. And mentally, as men, we are inherently ingrained with that, oh shit, instead of Jeff's down. You understand what I mean by that? Like, if it's your buddy, bro, you get it. Listen, you'll come back. Jeff, you're all right. Shake it off. You know what I'm saying? You're fine, dude. Just don't poke anything. But, yeah. But meanwhile, if it's Susie, your reaction instantly is, I need to help her. Mm-hmm. You understand? And that's the problem, that they're not going to realize it. They're not. They've been pushing for this females, you know, and now you got the draft. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to say we're going to put together all female units again?
Pregnant. And pregnant. But don't worry, get cool uniforms.
And then the cycles are going to link. I mean, dude, that whole unit's down for a week every month.
Yes, sir.
Unit ain't even going out. They're like, fuck that. I'm fat. My uniform don't fit.
Isn't that crazy? Is that not crazy that women's bodies can communicate like their Wi-Fi and get on the
scene? And they get stuck to the moon too, bro. You fuck around and get them in the moon cycle. You get a bunch of them in the moon cycle and that cycle, bro.
I don't
trust
anything that bleeds for 7 days straight and don't die. Yeah.
No. But then again, bro, you'll never see me fall in love with a hairy ass.
That's hate speech. Wait a minute. That is hate speech, you misogynist, homophobic mother effer.
But
what if he does a Brazilian wax?
Well, you know, Rachel, matter of fact, thinking about going back to school for it. I done told her.
Yeah. More crack than you can stand. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think I can fall in love with a hairy ass either. It's just, no, that's a no-go there, dude. That's a no-go there. I've been in position where I've seen dudes get head for a honey bun and claim they're not gay, and that's the most mind-blowing shit I've ever seen in my life.
You gotta pay your rent. You gotta pay your rent, bro. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
No,
I guess. I don't know nothing about that. I guess I just had to get evicted. I mean,
see you on the street, dog.
Yeah, I just had to get evicted. All right. Well, look, everybody, thanks for hanging out. I think on that note, Beards, we're going to take off. So appreciate everybody for being here. Shout out to the mods for holding it down. Shout out to the Green Names for the support. And shout out to everybody else for hanging out, man. We'll see you guys.